Happy New Year, camp friends. On this episode, we've got five New Year's resolutions for camp for 2023. This was one of our favorite episodes and our most listened to episodes in season one. And so we're back this year with five fresh resolutions, brand new resolutions for this year for camp. And we'd love to hear yours. Welcome to the Sacred Playgrounds podcast, where we dive into theology, research and insights, and practical wisdom for outdoor ministry leaders today. I'm your host, Jared Rendell, camp enthusiast and part of the Sacred Playgrounds team. This podcast features Dr. Jake Sorensen, a scholar, practitioner, author, and founder of Sacred Playgrounds, who's helping camp leaders think more deeply about outdoor ministry and the impact that it's making. Wonder with us what God might have in store for you at your Sacred Playground. Hey, everybody, welcome to the playground and happy new year from the playgrounds. Happy new year, Jake.
Happy new year to you, Jared.
The Sacred Playgrounds podcast, our first episode of 2023. Just in case this happens to be the one that you stumble on, say hi on some of our social media things like Facebook, Instagram. We're at Sacred Playgrounds on those things, or you can always check out the website at sacredplaygrounds.com. Yeah, happy new year. Here we go. I'm excited for what's ahead. This is going to be our New Year's Resolutions for Camp episode, our 2023 version. We were just saying how this is both one of our favorites, and it's actually our most listened to from last year's New Year's Resolutions episode. So it's going to be fun.
It's a fun one to do. I think people like making New Year's resolutions and trying to start fresh. We always look for chances to start anew. And so here we are in 2023. Who would have thought we'd make it this far? And lots of possibilities for a new year, and it always seems like there's new possibilities. So I'm excited about the year to come. I'm excited about the summer to come. I'm excited about the camp seasons that people are going to have, and the ministry that's going to happen, and the ministry that we get to be a part of at Sacred Playgrounds.
Amen. So we've got five again this year, everybody. We've got five New Year's resolutions for camp. And like we said last year, we of course want you to, to think about how these things might apply, if they're spot on for you, if they, really hit home with what you've got going at your particular Sacred Playground, your particular camp or connected ministry. And we want to hear from yours too. So let me say that again here off the bat. We want to hear, oh yeah, I think that makes sense, but I know we are focused here this year. We want to hear your resolution. So get ready right now to drop a comment, whether it's on the website, right in the comments section there, or on Facebook or on Instagram, or just send us a message if you want to say, hey, this is what we're thinking about. What do you think? But we'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear some more resolutions from the camp community. So we've got five. We've got five we're going to share once again this year. Five New Year's resolutions for camp in 2023.
Yeah, man. I love coming up with these. It's fun to mm-hmm. go back and forth before the episode starts and say, what are they going to be this year? And so I had a good time with this, trying mm-hmm. to think through what they were going to be. And then actually narrowing it down is a little difficult because there are so many things we could do. But like all of these plans that we make and the goals that we set, we have to focus and we have to say, okay, what are we going to do this year? What are our action steps going to be? So mm-hmm. number one, New Year's resolution for camps this year, Jared, what do we have?
So our first resolution for camp is this, and it's good news because it's you living in your identity. So the resolution, the first one is be who you are. Be who you are. That is our first New Year's resolution for camp. Here's what we mean by that. And Jake, you can say more about this, but we coming out of, and for lots, you're still in the midst of a little bit of pandemic and post-pandemic culture and environment and community. You hear this in churches a lot too, right? And there are books out already and lots talking about how, oh my gosh, so much has changed. We have to change how we do all of this stuff in ministry. And I don't know that that's untrue in lots of contexts. And there's going to be some really good things that come out of the innovation that has come out of this, this changes, these unprecedented, to use the word, times. There's going to be some really good innovation that comes out of that. So that's a good thing. And what we have learned and what the research is saying for especially our camp community is that what camp is at its heart, the experience of summer camp, especially for kids, is what parents and families are looking for. So you get to be who you are, camp leaders. You get to focus on the programs that are your foundational ones, that are your, you know, base most important experiences. You don't have to, this is the good news, you don't have to go come up with all the brand new things and all the completely different ways of doing things. Of course, there are changes to make. Of course, there are evolutions to make. But we don't necessarily have to make a massive revolution. Parents are saying, we want what you are, camp. We want what you are.
Absolutely. This is great. I mean, I love starting with this one because we've said this over and over again through the course of the pandemic. Society, our parents, our young people need exactly what we have to offer. More now more than ever, we need camp. We need the things that camp offers. We need face-to-face social interactions. We need to unplug from technology. We mm-hmm. need places where we can work through our differences and work through our conflicts and learn some of the consequences of those things. We need places where we can live into our identities and figure out who we really are and experiment with new ideas of ourselves and our faith. That's the idea of the playground that we talk about in Sacred Playground.
Right.
We need all of these things and all of these spaces, and camp offers these things. And so don't try to innovate in some new fancy ways. Be who you are. Live into your identity as a Christian summer camp and retreat ministry. This is what society needs. You know, you were talking about books and podcasts and things like that. One of the ones that I listen to a lot is Andy Root's podcast. He writes, you know, mm-hmm. two books a year or something like that. And what he's been writing about most recently is about this obsession with innovation, the obsession of our culture with always trying to do the new thing and always trying to innovate. And church is always trying to innovate. And so the podcast used to be called The Church After Innovation. They actually changed the title of the podcast to go with the title of his newest book, When Church Stops Working. But just the idea that we don't always need to try to do that new thing. What we need to do is be grounded in the Christian story and grounded in the understanding of ministry and the importance of ministry. Those things haven't changed over the course of millennia. People still need ministers. People still need to minister to one another and have opportunities for mm-hmm. that. And camp provides those opportunities. And so live into who you are and don't spend all of your time trying to innovate new programs or new ideas or new understandings of what you are and who you are and who you should be, because you are exactly what people need. When I think of some of these programs, you know, as a program director, we always tend to say, okay, what's the new program that we need? What is the new thing that we need right. to do that'll attract new people? And we spend a lot of resources, we spend a lot of capital, we spend a lot of time trying to come up with this new awesome program, and we get 25 people to come, and that's great. And that takes energy away from some of the other things that we're doing. And so get back to right. basics, you know, get back to the things that you do the best, and do those better than you've ever done them before, because they're exactly the things that parents and young people are looking for right now.
We'll talk about this a little bit later in another one. There might be time for, you know, a certain program, a certain specialized activity, a certain thing that you add, that might be a thing. There's a way that we can know it's the right time for that, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So there's number one, be who you are. Jake, what's number two?
Number two is something that I've been thinking about a lot and I'm very passionate about. And a lot of you have heard me talk about this. And it has to do with staff and staff recruiting. And of course, it's staff recruiting season, and everybody knows that it's difficult to hire staff right now. As you're doing this and as you're struggling to hire staff, I'm going to encourage you to hire people of faith. These are Christian camps that we're working with, and we need leaders who are people of faith. We've really seen this in the data, and it comes out more and more at the camps that maybe have struggled to hire people. So they hire somebody who maybe is great with kids or is going to be great at camp, but isn't necessarily a person of faith. And so, you know, when we have a lot of extra applicants, we can be more choosy. But when we're struggling to find people, sometimes we say, okay, we're going to settle mm-hmm. for somebody else. And I'm saying, don't settle. I'm saying, do the hard work and really look for people of faith. Focus on those faith communities. And this is how I want you to do that. I know it sounds hard and you're like, well, I have to hire somebody. We have to have people here. Otherwise, we can't fill the bunks. And so this is one that I'm maybe not going to follow. I'm going to say, follow this one. This is really important because it goes to the core of who you are as a camp, as a Christian camp, that parents have expectations of you, that the camp that they're sending their kids to is a Christian camp. They didn't choose you by accident. And pastors and youth workers and church leaders have expectations as well that your camp is going to be a Christian camp. And it really starts with your summer staff. And so here's my suggestion. Start with your camp enthusiasts. We've talked about these folks in the past. These are your pastors, your youth workers, your church leaders who are crazy about camp. Maybe they worked at your summer camp. Maybe they met their spouse at your summer camp. Maybe they had a great experience at a different camp. These are the people that are over the moon about your camp and want to come and support you in whatever things that you do. Go to your camp enthusiasts and ask them for names of people who would be great on summer staff. And you start there and get 3, 4, 5 names from each of these people. I guarantee you that they have people that they can connect you with. And so make sure you do that first. And then connect with your campus ministry folks, your local campus ministry folks, but also the college that you went to, the universities that you've been really connected with. Try to recruit from churches and campus ministries first. And that will really help you target people of faith. And as you're doing these interviews, ask the faith-based questions. One of the questions that I always love to ask in interviews with summer staff, it was my favorite question to ask. Tell me your faith story. You really get a good sense of the depth of a person's faith by how they respond to that question. If they're a person who really has a heart for working with kids and wants to work at camp, but doesn't really care about faith, you might say to them, you know, maybe you should work at a different camp. I really want to support you. I really want you to succeed this summer. And we're really looking for people of faith. Be really honest with those folks about that and be willing to move on. I know it's hard. I know it takes a lot of resources, but it really is worth it. So that's my number two, Jared. Hire people of faith.
I love the clarity and the pathway there to use people of faith and communities of faith to find people of faith. I think that makes sense.
It's what we talk about all the time on this podcast. We talk about partnerships and how important it is to partner with congregations and partner with campus ministries. And so now's the time to leverage those partnerships and be really, the great thing is be really honest and say, we're struggling. We have been hiring summer staff mid-summer for the last 2 summers, and we don't want to be there again. And so right now we need you to support our ministries. And as you support our ministries, we can better support your ministry.
And like you said, that is it's a core thing, right? If you know the core of your identity is as a faith-based community, as a faith-based organization, the heart of that organization, we've talked before on this podcast about how summer staff are the heart of executing these ministries, then that has to be clear and connected. Yeah.
And we have the data. Don't just believe me because I'm telling you, you know, look at the data that we have from the Camp and Church Leadership Project and the factors that we identified as most important for the young people growing during the course of the summer. And those things are support, make sure that the summer staff are supported. We talked about this a lot last time with our New Year's resolutions in terms of make sure they have support, especially for mental health, having agency, which we're going to talk about today, and then having a community of faith, surrounding them with a community of faith. When the summer staff community was a majority of strong Christians, people of faith, then everybody grew and everybody had better outcomes. When it was a minority of strong Christians, then they tended to decline, both in their understanding of faith, and that faith is important, but also in their experience overall. They had a poorer experience. And so hiring people of faith really is an important thing for the health of your summer staff.
Number three is this, and here's how we're going to say this. Number three is market to mom. Market to mom.
Jared, did you just use alliteration again?
I just use alliteration again because I love it. Because I love it. I love it. And you were the one who texted that one in our planning conversation.
But you know why? Because the other the other alliteration would have been focus on the family, which sounds cool, but it's also something else.
It's also something else. Well, and you're right. And we, you know, speaking of having the data, right, we know, and part of why we say it like this is that we have talked, especially at the kind of end of the fall and winter, we talked at length about how important connecting with parents is. The ways to do that, focusing on the family and how this isn't a transactional relationship. This is a partnership. These families are people we're serving in part because they're your most important constituent and they're making the decisions about if camp is happening for their kids and their family this summer. And we also know from the data that mom's the one filling out those surveys for the most part. It is mom's perspective and they're often making those decisions. So we're not saying, oh, you know, of course, only talk to moms, but the reality is that the moms of lots of your families are a really important primary constituent. And so it makes sense. And businesses do this really well. My wife works in marketing too. And in the organization she works for is mostly focused on women as their consumer. And they have they have like a profile of her, meaning her, their, you know, kind of most engaged. And of course there are others, but they're most engaged, my customer. And for lots of us, it helps us communicate and market and make connections well when we're really focused on person. And so when we say market to mom, we know that a lot of who you're talking to, a lot of who you're communicating with is mom. And she, at least in partnership with the rest of the family, are the ones making those decisions. So it's important to know who you're talking to because it makes a difference for the language that you choose, for the language on your website, for the language in your emails, for the language in your brochures. You got to know who you're talking to. Engaging parents is incredibly important. And as we said before, this is a before, during, and after. Right? Before, yes, we want to get them all the information they need and the inspiration they need to make a decision to say, yeah, I want to come to that camp. And we heard big time from parents that communication during the week of camp is really vital. That's a huge part that came out this summer. Check other podcasts on that. Jake, you can say more about that if you want. And then after too, in that storytelling. So we're marketing to mom. We're communicating with mom as a decision maker, as someone that we are also serving. So that's the way that we focus on those families.
Mom is the one during the week who is wondering how her kid is doing. She's the one checking your website mm-hmm. for updates. She's the one who sees the weather app and sees that there's a storm rolling through and wants an update from you. And when she doesn't get it, gets upset. Because the least that you can do is let her know how her precious child is doing. And that's a perspective that is growing among parents right now. And again, we're focusing on mom, but it's parents. It's all parents. Because we're so used to having direct contact with our children, we need to know that our children are okay and that you're keeping them safe. And so when we say market to mom, when we say focus on communicating with the family really well, that means during the camp week as well. That means trying to get into their heads and saying, what are they after and why? Because they love their kid, because they care about their kid, because it's mm-hmm. difficult to trust other people with the safety of their kid, even when they have such a great safety track record as our camps do, it's still difficult. And so make sure that you're communicating with them. Make sure that you're posting pictures on the website in a secure place so that they can see how their kid is doing, so that they can see the activities that are going on. You know, all of those things during the week are really important. And then think about how your ministry is not just ministry to the children, but ministry to the family. You know, we've emphasized this a little bit before, but I really want you to focus on it this year, that this is one of the key New Year's resolutions. Your ministry is not just to that camper. Your ministry is to a family and a family system. And so how can we impact the mom? How can we impact the dad? How can we impact the sibling, the grandparent? And we can do those things through the ministries that we do at the camp, through things like teaching family prayer practices and resourcing them so that they take these things home and so that what we learn at camp doesn't stay at camp. It goes back to the home and influences the space of the home. That does a couple of things. One, it expands our ministry and it makes our ministry mm-hmm. more valuable and it makes our ministry last longer and the impacts last beyond the week of camp. And two, it lets the mom and the other parents and the other decision makers know the importance of camp, because when they sit down at the dinner table and the kid says, would you mind if I lead Grace? That mom is the one who's crying and saying, that would be nice. Thank you, dear. You know, These are the experiences that we want and that you can influence. So I want you to think about that space and that moment when the kid asks, can I lead Grace tonight? And the mom's reaction to that. When the kid brings home a devotion and says, can we do this together as a family? When the kid comes home and is not on their device for that first week or two after camp, it says, can we play a board game? Can we do a puzzle together? Can we go shopping together? Can we go for a walk together? Whatever that is, can we do something together? That is the benefit of the camp experience from a parent's perspective. And so when we're marketing to mom, you know, thinking through how are we doing that on the front end with marketing materials? How are we doing that during camp? And how are we doing that so that the post-camp experience is also focused on that family experience? And so that's where I think this marketing to mom is really key.
And that ends up being the right word. It ends up being, there's different kinds of marketing, to use that word, right? There's content marketing and there's, you know, but experience marketing. And, you know, it turns those moms to, you know, to borrow a phrase, it turns those moms especially into mini influencers for you, because they're doing a couple things. One, their likelihood of coming back goes through the roof, right? We see that in the increases in how those parents rate camps. We saw that coming out of the parent surveys, right? They have an experience like my kid asked to pray, and their rating of camp just jumped up 3 points. And two, they're telling that story. They're telling someone else, you got this happened, right? They're telling other family members and things like that. So it really, it ends up being the cyclical thing that really serves what you're hoping for too, and having impact at the same time. And that's a big win-win. All right, Jake, we've got Be Who You Are. We've got Hire People of Faith. We've got Market to Mom. What's our fourth New Year's resolution for camp in 2023?
Well, you all know that I'm a program director at heart. And so I want to make sure that we've got something to focus on programming for this summer as well. And the where I want you to focus in your programming is on the word agency. Focus on agency this summer at your camp. This has to do especially with the participatory characteristic of camp. And we don't always do it really well. And we especially don't do it well when we're short-staffed. Because when we're short-staffed, we tend to just have to lead from the front, sort of thing. And at camp, we don't want to be leading from the front. We want to empower others to be leaders. And so we've learned that the staff grow through a process called experiential leadership. We've talked about experiential learning. Experiential learning is when you learn through actually doing the thing. Experiential leadership is you learn by actually leading the thing. So they learn more about the Bible, not just by reading the Bible, by interacting with it, but by teaching it to other people. That is an effective way to also learn. And so that's experiential leadership. So giving your staff agency is really important. And so we asked these things on the staff survey. And one of the key ones was, I was confident that my specific tasks fit in with the mission and vision of the camp. And so helping the staff understand that your role fits in with the big picture, helping them understand how and why that happens is really important. You're not just going and weed whipping the walkway because I need a busy work task for you to do. You're doing that because that has to do with hospitality and welcome. You're caring for the flowers because that has to do with hospitality and welcome and caring for the earth. We're doing this task in this specific way because it fits in with our philosophy and our mission and vision of the camp. So helping them understand that is really important, but also helping them that they feel empowered in their task and that they feel like they have a say in what's going on and using their abilities. You know, I've seen this at camps. I visit camps all the time, and it's really stark, the differences between some of the camps where you have these summer staff that are just going through sort of a cookie cutter approach to ministry. And whether that be, you know, exciting programs like paintballing and high ropes and games and things like that, that they were taught and they're just leading. A lot of people can do that. These individual staff members have individual talents, and it looks very different at a camp that gives their staff a lot of agency, because then you see things come out like people writing new songs and people inventing their own games and people pulling out their different instruments. You know, some of the camps, they don't even know what instrument their summer staff plays. They don't know what their passions are. Find the staff passions and let them live into those and use those for the ministry. And so that's staff agency, right? That goes right into camper agency, because when we give staff agency, they're more inclined to give the campers agency. And this is something we also have to teach our summer staff, because summer staff love to be the center of attention. Let's be honest, right? It's really fun being kind of that superhero staff member, being the funny one, being the one up on stage, or the one leading worship, the one that people look up to. That's exciting for a lot of these young adults that are on staff. And we also need to empower the campers. And so making sure that the campers feel like they have a say in their camp experience. And this comes down to you at the top level of leadership, program director, executive director, associate director, summer camp program directors. You are the ones that really help program this so that the staff are forced to give the campers choices and leadership roles. Put that into your program. And it goes from something as simple as the meal and having choices at the mealtime, and maybe choices of what they cook or how they cook it at the mealtime, but also things like games and activities. Do they get to choose what activities they want to do? Do they get to help plan the activities? For worship services, most of our camps are having worship services every day. That's great. Are campers involved in leading the worship services? Are staff involved in leading the worship services? You know, some camps just have, they'll have a specialist come in, a camp chaplain or a worship leader or somebody like that. And it's their role to lead an awesome worship service. You know, it might look like an awesome worship service, but it's not awesome if all the kids are not participating or falling asleep during the worship service, or even if they're engaged but not leading. We want them leading, even if it means that the worship service isn't as quote unquote good because it's not as polished. We don't need it to be polished. We need the campers to be involved. We need the staff to be involved. We need to get up, try and fail and try again. And when it's not quite as good and they're wondering, oh, did I screw up? Did I fail? And everybody says you did great and they give them a pat on the back. That is the encouragement they need to keep on going, to keep on trying. That's agency. And so give these campers agency at camp this summer. Give the staff members agency at camp this summer. You really, you can't overdo it. You can't overdo giving them agency, right? You can set your boundaries and say, okay, we're not going to let you, you know, do this creative activity where you're jumping off the roof into the pool, because that's not safe. That's against our safety policy. But, you know, there are other things that you can give them really a lot of freedom in. And that can help empower them and help them grow in their faith. That can help them grow in their self-identity, their self-confidence. This is how camp works. That's why camp works. So make sure that your camp is participatory.
When we do this, their simple tasks, you know, the thing they might, their parts of the schedule, whatever it is, it shows them that, you know, when we do this, it shows them that it's part of something bigger. It's connected to a bigger mission and vision. That made me think of, and in Holy Ground, our summer staff guidebook, one of my favorite parts of that kind of front matter is kind of where it lays out some of the basic how and why of camp and the five fundamentals, because what that does is it takes it even a next global step and it connects what that one summer staff member is doing to an entire way of doing ministry, to an entire community, even beyond their own camp and beyond their own camp in their own region or their denomination or whatever it is, to a global way of engaging God and engaging nature and engaging others. It connects them all the way up. That one impact that one staff member's having is connected all the way up to this global way of doing ministry. And so when we're giving them that agency, that connects them all the way through that whole thing. I love that.
You can see I'm passionate about this. I could talk about it all day. Camp people, find your thing, your one or two things, where you're going to have action steps for this specific New Year's resolution for focusing on agency. So that was number four. I think we were doing five today, weren't we? What was number five, Jared?
Number five is our last one for 2023 is operate from insights.
Ooh.
Number five is operate from insights. Here's what we mean. It means make choices and decisions based off things you know, not things you think you know. Make program choices, and especially in these two things, make people choices and program choices based on things you know, not just things that you think you know. This year, we want to guess less and listen more. So to operate from those insights, right, that means we operate off of things that we have learned, that we continue to learn. And so the first thing that we need to do, of course, is to gain those insights. And that can happen in a handful of ways. And doing evaluation really well is a main part of that. Doing evaluation with these key audiences, campers and parents for sure, being incredibly primary, at least that, at least campers and parents. But there are others too, right? And we've got these different audiences that are really important as, you know, as part of camp. But at least campers and parents, we want to take 2023 and we want to do a really good job of asking them. Again, before, during, and after. And this isn't just throw an evaluation at them at the end of the week. Of course, that's part of it. That is one step in that process of actually gaining insight into who they are. But when you do this, you can, before, during, and after, you can advertise and market and connect well on the front end, which does really good things for your camp numbers. And knowing who people are as they're coming in makes a really big difference for the choices you can make there. During, you know, how you act and react to things that happen during the week, how you share, like we talked about a little while ago, how you share the story of what's going on during that weekend, pictures and stories and videos and whatever that might be. And then definitely after, saying both, yeah, how was your week here? How was your week at camp? What did you love? What was hard? What's that like? And if we really want to do this well, because we've talked at length on the podcast about camp going home, right? About having impact beyond just our week of summer, where we're asking again later. We're finding a way to see if some of this has gone home. So that means we need to listen really well in 2023. We need to be asking really good questions before, during, and after. We need to evaluate really well. And then this year, from what we know and into future years, we need to operate from those insights. We need to find ways to keep those in front of us, whether that is sort of a report that is there. It's so often these surveys, these end of week camper surveys, get tossed in a drawer, right? They get tossed in a, you know, and we'll just look in case something, you know, maybe something big comes up and we have to go connect back with a parent. That's the usual MO for so many camps. In 2023, we want to take a step up and go beyond that and operate from things that we know, these insights that we have gained.
This is awesome. This is right in our wheelhouse. This is what we've been talking about and moving camps towards, and all camps are moving in this direction, and you need to, because people really expect to hear from you. What's your justification for this? Why are you making this particular choice? Are you doing it just because the gut instinct? Are you doing it just because you think this is what people want?
Right.
Are you doing it because this is your own personal passion? Those aren't necessarily bad reasons, but don't do them for just those reasons, right? Know what your constituents want and know what direction you want to be going, because you don't want to be guessing. You don't want to be guessing what direction people want you to go, what new program might apply to your market and your people. You want to know, and you can only know by asking. So there's several ways to gain insights, right? Jared talked about the ones where you're directly surveying your people, your campers, your parents, your constituency as well. In terms of what they want to see at your ministry, mm-hmm. how they will support your ministry, what things they'll give dollars to, right? There are other ways to dive into insights. One of them is by listening to podcasts and engaging with research that is already existing. And so something like Camping Magazine that comes out from ACA, Insight Magazine that comes out from 3CA, there are other resources like those that you can use to gain insights mm-hmm. into what is going on in the field. Know what's going on in the field of camping ministry, know what's going on in the field of ministry in general, and then more specifically, know what's going on in your area, know what's going on among your camper families, your retreat groups and families, your churches, and how can you then respond to those things? You want to respond to very specific things and not do a lot of guesswork, and that's where insights come in. And so, absolutely, Jared, I think this is one that people need to look at. and that we're not always good at. And during the pandemic, maybe we fell off of being good at some of this stuff, right? Maybe we were trying to get better at it prior to the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, we were just trying to survive and just trying to get by. Right. Well, we got to move past that now and really, as you said, operate from these insights. And that goes back to that, our very first one we talked about for our first resolution. We said, be who you are. Be who you are and don't just innovate for innovation's sake. Understand what your constituency needs and how that connects to your mission and vision. And that's a way to operate from insights there.
There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are our 5 New Year's resolutions for camp this summer. Let's review quick. Number 1, be who you are.
Number 2, hire people of faith.
Number 3, market to mom.
Number 4, focus on agency.
And number 5, operate from insights. So those are our 5. We want to hear your 5. Like we said at the beginning, we want to hear your 5 or 2 or 1 or whatever it might be. We want to hear from you. And honestly, more importantly, we want others to hear from you as well. So we're crowdsourcing the rest. These are our 5 and we crowdsource the rest from you. So as you listen, all right, take the action step of wherever you might connect, whether it's sending us a message or throwing something on a social media connection there at Sacred Playgrounds on those platforms. We'd love to hear your resolutions and or your reactions to these, right? If these are right on the money, we'd love to hear that. If some of these things bring up, I'd like to do that, but I need to unpack that more, or I might need some help doing that, right? So like that insights one in particular, you heard our passion around, well, maybe even the last two, especially agency and, you know, and insights, you heard our passion around that. That's part of what we built into what we do at Sacred Playgrounds. With focusing on people and programs and generating the insights through surveys, through, you know, collecting stories, through the different tools and things that we've built out to gain those insights and turn those numbers and stories into action, into actionable things that that make a difference and that make an impact. So if you want to talk more about that, sacredplayers.com/services might be the way to just see how we've laid that out, or just reach out. hello@sacredplaygrounds.com. You can find all that on the website and see ways that we're helping enable some of these kinds of things. So it's going to be a good year. Happy New Year again, Jake.
Happy New Year to you, Jared. Excited for what's to come.
And Happy New Year, listeners, to all of you. We will drop a new episode every couple weeks here for the next few months. And for now, we'll see you next time on the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. Thanks for listening to the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. This episode was produced by me, Jared Rendell, and featured Dr. Jake Sorensen, lead researcher and founder at Sacred Playgrounds, LLC. Our theme music was written and performed by Taylor Wilson. You can find his original songs wherever you get your music. Learn more and connect with the Sacred Playgrounds team at sacredplaygrounds.com.